Well, today it is an honor. I have the honor and the privilege to recognize our seniors this morning. And so these seniors are special. These seniors are made exactly how they were supposed to be made. God made them specifically to be who they are. And I get to celebrate that today. I also get to celebrate with anticipation what God is going to be doing in and through them in their future. Now, as I was working on this message, I had these seniors in my mind as I was thinking of what to write, as I was praying of what does God want me to share this morning. But also, as I was working through this, I realized that this is not just a message just for our seniors here, but it's a message for all of us as well. So before I get into it anymore, would you stop and pray with me? God, we thank you for this morning. I pray that you speak through the words that you have laid on my heart. God, may any words that are in my mind that are not of you not come out of my mouth today. Lord, may the words that you've placed on my heart speak your truth and give you honor and glory today. In your name we pray, amen. So do you ever feel like you're just not enough? Do you ever feel like you just think about what God wants to do in your life and you just feel like you're just too average or you're too ordinary to make an impact? Well, if that's you today or if that's ever been you, I want you to hear this morning. God has often used ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So 3 years, or 3 days from today, it will have been 10 years since I graduated from high school. That's kind of a fun little fact for you. And I graduated in a similar small town to what you guys will be graduating in. And while I was in high school, I knew everybody in my class. I knew all the kids in the school, and I was a part of nearly everything that I could be in at school. And then when I got to college, I was struck with the reality that I was a very ordinary student. I didn't soar to the top of my classes or stand out greatly among the other students at North Park. I was an ordinary student. Although, I will tell you, I did graduate the top of the youth ministry majors my year. Although, I was the only one who graduated with a youth ministry degree. But I am an optimist, and I graduated top of my class. Through all that, God still used me, has used me to do extraordinary things throughout my life. I've had the privilege of seeing campers grow closer to God while working as a counselor at a Bible camp. I've been blessed to have many conversations with students to help them see the love that God has for them. Now, I tell you these things that I've done, not to boast about how good I am, but to tell you that if God can use someone as ordinary as me, that surely he can do the same with you. He can do extraordinary things through you. So this passage that Carly and Kylie read for us this morning from 1 Corinthians is a reminder to us all that God uses people that are not people who think they have it all together and they know everything, but he rather uses people who know that they need the strength and the wisdom that comes from God and that they're humble enough to seek after it. God calls simple, ordinary people to continue the work of his kingdom. And we see this time and time again in Scripture that God is calling these ordinary people to do extraordinary things. I want to give you a short list of some examples. Noah was a guy who drank too much, but God used him to build an ark to save the world. Abraham and Sarah were an old couple who God used to build a nation. Moses struggled with words, yet God used him to be a leader and a spokesperson in freeing the Israelites from slavery. David grew up as a shepherd boy, but he became king of Israel. Daniel was taken from his home as a young man, yet his faith in God provided him access to have a position of influence in the kingdom. Esther was an adopted orphan who became queen to save Israel. And the disciples, they were fishermen, they were a tax collector, a thief, who were all sent together on a mission to share the good news about what Jesus did on the cross for everyone. This list would continue to grow and grow if we just flipped through the pages and found all the ordinary people that God used to do extraordinary things. Now, for you seniors and for all of us, there'll be times in our life that we might experience God and feel this calling to do something for him. But at the same time, this question kind of pops up in your mind and like, who am I to do this? Why would God want to use me for this? You might have heard me say this before. This is one of my sayings that kind of helps me throughout life and ministry. God doesn't call the qualified, it's one of my key phrases, I promise you. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. This means that God will call you to do extraordinary things even before you think you are ready. But in those moments when he calls you, he's going to equip you. Or maybe he's already equipped you, you just don't realize it yet. Because he is going to equip you to do extraordinary things for his glory. Now, if you're like me, you might be wondering, well, what does this equipping look like? What does it look like to be equipped by God to do extraordinary things? Today, I want to point out three ways that God may equip us to go from ordinary to extraordinary. The first one is that God has equipped us by who he has placed around us. When Moses was called by God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, this was his response. Oh Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled. Then the Lord asked Moses, who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say. But Moses again pleaded, Lord, please send anyone else. Moses is literally talking to a bush that is on fire that's not being burnt at this point. Yet he still doubts that God can help him communicate the message that God has given him to say. To which then the Lord becomes angry with Moses and says this, all right, what about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he speaks well, and look, he's on his way to meet you now. He will be delighted to see you. Talk to him and put the words in his mouth. I will be with both of you as you speak, and I will instruct you both in what to do. So Moses, he doubted what God could do. But instead of God choosing to just be like, all right, you had your chance, I'm going to forget about you and go on to the next person, God then encourages Moses to use the gift that his brother Aaron had, that gift of speaking. Just like Moses experienced, we don't need to go about life alone. God has created us to be a part of this community of believers who can encourage one another and help us when we feel like we just can't do it on our own. We need to be a part of that community. And as you seniors are heading off to college and to these next chapter of life, you will have the freedom to choose who are your new friends. And I want to challenge you to surround yourself with people who help you chase after the things that God wants for you. Surround yourself with people who will help you chase after what God wants for you. There's this businessman named Dan Pena who has this famous quote. You might have heard it before. It says, show me your friends and I will show you your future. Show me your friends and I will show you your future. The people that you surround yourself with will impact the way that you live your life. So let those people that you choose to have influence in your life be people who will influence you to live more like Jesus.
Amen.
So that is the first one. The second way that God has equipped us to move from ordinary to extraordinary is by using our unique gifts. One of my favorite people in the Old Testament is David. I'm sure when David was a young boy out in the fields, he never imagined himself being a king. He was just a shepherd boy. He hung out with sheep and goats. That's what he did. But one day when David was out in the fields, there's this person who came out to him and said, hey, you need to go back to the house. There's this guy named Samuel who's at your house, and he's here to anoint the next king. So David heads off, and he goes back to his house, and when he gets there, the Lord told Samuel, this is the one. Anoint him. And when Samuel anointed David with oil, Scripture says that the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Now, what I love about this story is that after David is anointed, he heads back to the sheep and to the goats. David had just been promised something extraordinary will happen to him, but not yet. It's not quite his time yet. And so he heads back to the sheep and to the goats. And from Scripture, it appears that David, he was willing to wait until God said, now is your time. Now it's time to go. And when you read about the life of David, we see that when an opportunity appeared in front of him to use the gift that God gave him, he took that opportunity and he gave it his all. When King Saul was tormented by a spirit, David used his gift of music to calm him. 1 Samuel 16:23 says, whenever the tormenting spirit from God troubled Saul, David would play the harp. Then Saul would feel better and the tormenting spirit would go away. When Goliath, the Philistine giant, challenged the Israelite army to fight him, David used his gift as a brave warrior and his confidence in God's protection to help him defeat Goliath. David knew how he was gifted, and he was willing to use those gifts for God to do something extraordinary through him. And like David, we need to take the time to learn what our gifts are. Learn how God has made you uniquely gifted. And then once we know them, we need to go around with our eyes open to see how can we use those gifts. Because it's at that point when we begin to use the gifts that God has given us that we begin to see God do extraordinary things in our lives. So throughout our lives, we will have different life experiences. You will experience something different than probably the people to your left and to your right. And your life experiences have created a unique story of the ways that God has been a part of your life. And that brings us to our third point, which is God has equipped you with a story to tell. God has equipped you with a short story to share. Think about who those disciples were. These were just some ordinary people. They didn't have any religious training, but God chose them to be the ones to go spread the good news over all the earth. After Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples shared the things that they learned from Jesus and what they saw him do. That is all they did. They shared what they learned from him and what they witnessed him do. And as they shared their stories, people were drawn to who Jesus was and what he was teaching. The disciples experienced some extraordinary things as people began to give their lives to Jesus. Acts 2:41 says, "Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all." Acts 4:4, "But many of the people who heard their message believed it, so the number of men who believed now totaled about 5,000. Acts 6:7, "So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too." This is some extraordinary stuff. 3,000 people came to the Lord. 5,000 is what the number grew to. And the message continued to spread. The disciples were a part of some extraordinary things. Peter and the disciples preached the story of Jesus. Remember, they didn't go to school for public speaking or take any religion classes. They just shared what they had learned from Jesus and what they saw him do. That's all. They shared what they learned. They shared what they saw. And we are called to do the same, to share the story of what Jesus has done in our lives, to see how God has been at work in our lives. We will all experience these seasons of joys. They display God's goodness. We'll also experience seasons of difficulty that challenge us to look for how was God at work through it all. And both these joys and those difficulties, they shape our story and can show God to people as we begin to share them. So as you get into this practice of sharing your God story, I want you to take notice of the extraordinary ways that you begin to see God move in the lives of the people who are around you. As you're sharing your story, God will start popping up in things that you will see of people being like, "Oh yes, I see God at this. I see God in that." Begin to take notice of how God is working in the lives of the people who are around you, who are hearing your stories. I firmly believe that God wants us all to do extraordinary things with our lives. We are made for so much more than waking up, going to your 9-to-5 job, going back home, having a delicious meal, going to sleep, doing it all the next day. We're made for more than that. We are called to be followers of Jesus who make followers of Jesus. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. And let me remind all of us that God has equipped each of us to go from ordinary to extraordinary. He has equipped us by who he has placed around us. He has equipped us to use our unique gifts. He has equipped us to share our story. That we all have a story to share. God has equipped us. On our own, we are just ordinary people, often doing ordinary things. But when we discover the gifts that God has given us and begin to use them the way that he wants us to, that is when our life begins to move from ordinary to extraordinary. It's not about what we do. It's about what God can do in and through us for his glory and his good. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you that you have called us to go from ordinary to extraordinary. God, we pray that we see the people around us who can encourage us. Lord, that they encourage us to live a life better following you. Lord, may we use the gifts that you have given us and to use them for your glory. And God, the story that you have given us to share, may we speak that boldly so that people see your work and how you're moving in our lives. So God, we thank you for taking us from ordinary to extraordinary for your glory and for your good. Amen. So as we continue in this Senior Sunday, we get to recognize these seniors. But before we get into that, I want to invite up our youth team. So this is people, these are people, you guys can come up as I'm talking now. These are people who have poured into these seniors. They're not all the people. There's many more who have spent time investing in these kids' lives. But these are a few. And they've had an influence in our seniors. And as I'm about to read the names of the seniors who we're recognizing this morning, I'm going to invite them to come up on stage and to receive some gifts that we have for you. It's going to get a little crowded up here, but that's okay. Maybe we can bring the stool down a step. That might be good. And so as I announce their name, they'll come up so you guys can put a face to the name that they are. And there'll be some stuff of where they're going on the screen as well. So we got Bryant. Grant. Patrick. Braden. Anna. Briley. Logan. This morning we're also recognizing Dylan, but he wasn't able to be here this morning. But as you're thinking of our seniors, include him in your thoughts as well. So as we celebrate you, I'm going to actually turn this so that I can see you guys, because that's really who I'm talking to. So as we celebrate you this morning, seniors, we want to give you some gifts as you move on into this next season of your life. Now this first gift is these beautiful quilts that were made for you guys with love. They were made for you with you in their mind. As they pick the colors, as they pick the patterns, they were thinking of you. And my prayer is that as you wrap yourself in this quilt, that you remember that you are wrapped in prayer from us, your church family, that we are praying for you as you go off into this next season of life. The second gift that we are giving you is this book called Dream Big by Bob Goff. It is a time in your life when you have the opportunity to dream big and to find your passions. Now, before you think, oh, Greg got me a book, I'm not going to read this thing. Now, before you decide that you aren't going to actually read it, I want to tell you that the way that Bob writes is a way that is engaging. He often mixes funny stories with nuggets of wisdom. And so I encourage you to actually open up the book and read it. And I want to give you a short little reading of what you will be finding as you get into this. This is page 53. Once you get there, it might sound familiar. Bob writes, "Take the next step. Don't just look awake. Come alive to who God has made you to be. Practice walking around fully awake to yourself. Take notes. Sing songs. Laugh a lot. Smell the flowers. Roll on the grass. Write the letter. Take the class. Make the call. You're not doing this just for fun. This is one of your first steps as you wake up to some of your slumbering ambitions." That chapter is called Sleepwalking, and it's talking all about how sometimes we just go through the motions, but to wake up, to find those ambitions, find those passions, and to chase after them. And so I hope as you read this book and as you are beginning to dream about what it is God has for you in your life, that you chase those big dreams and goals and know that we are back here cheering you guys on, that we know that you are going to do extraordinary things and we are rooting for you guys. And the third gift that we have for you isn't up here this morning, and this is a care package. But we know how life gets, and we know that the likelihood of you losing this piece of paper between now and when you get to college is very high. And so this fall, I will be mailing out to you. I'll be asking you for your address, and you will be getting something in the mail that looks similar to this, and it's a care package request. And so all you have to do is when you're at a place, whether classes are tough, you're stressed out, or you're just having a rough day, or it's a Monday, and you're like, I need some encouragement. I need some love from my church. I want you to fill out this request card. And then there'll be a pre-stamped thing, so you don't even have to pay for postage. And you send it back in the mail. And then you'll be getting some of your favorite things in the mail in a little while. And know that we are back here supporting you. That is what we want this to be, is remembering that even though you are off having fun adventures, making memories, that we are back here thinking and praying of you guys. And this care package is a way that we can hopefully support you. And if there's ever a point when you need prayer or you just need a reminder that you are good people, shoot a text to us. Shoot a text to one of your leaders who is behind you, who you're all hiding because you're so tall. Shoot a text to your parents who remind you that they love you, because your parents love you. I see it. And know that we are all still here for you. And when you're back in town, we hope that you stop by and say hi and let us know what God's been doing in your life. It is a privilege to see our seniors who have graduated before you come back and see what they're doing now. It's such a joy to see how God has worked through your guys' life. So as we wrap up this time, we are going to commission you, which means we're going to send you off in prayer, knowing that God is going to do extraordinary things through each of you. So as Miranda comes up here, she's going to actually pray for you guys. And I want to encourage you, those who are here in the person, to extend your hand. If you're watching online, you can extend your hand to the screen as well. And extend your hand to our seniors. Let this be a prayer over them. Let's pray.
God, we are so excited and expectant for what you're going to do through these students. We have seen your work in them and through them as they have come up through our church and in our ministries, God. We are just so thankful for who you have shaped them to be. We are excited as they head off into this next adventure, into the calling you have for them. We are here praying for them, supporting them, and we hope and pray that they know that this is always a safe place to land. But we are trusting you to guide their steps, to lead them into the life and the path that you have for them. We pray that they would lean into your voice and into what you have for them. We pray that you would surround them with people who point them to you. We pray that you would also give them the boldness to remember and to lean on the things that they have learned and your truth. We are just so proud of them and so excited for what you're going to do in their life. In your name I pray. Amen.